Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and Tehran Dav Beis Masech Zvachim, the first parak Koha Zvachim. I want to welcome all the new members who are joining us for this Masechta and wish all our members continued Hatzlacha as we now begin the 29th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Machzor and now the first Daf in Seder Kadshim. This parak has been generously sponsored anonymously for Rafua Shlema for Alter Ben Zion Wolf Ben Zipporah, as well as for Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ben Ruchama Pesel Rivka. May they both have a Rafua Shlema. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the first mission begins. Kol Zvachim Shenizbuchu Shelo Ishman Kasherim. All karbanos which were shechted not for their own sake, but were shechted for the sake of a different type of karban, are valid. Except that they do not count for the owner towards his prior obligation, and he must bring another carbon. Some karbanos are disqualified if they're shechted shelo lishman, and the mission records four opinions. Number one, the Tanna Kamma holds a Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, and a chatas at any time are disqualified if they're shechted shelo lishman. Number two, Rabbi Eliezer adds an Asham comparing it to a Chattas, since they both atone for sins. Number three, Yossi ben Choni holds any Karbanas which are shechted for the sake of a Pesach or a Chattas are disqualified. And number four, Shimon Achi Azariah says if he shechted them l'shem gavol mehen, for the sake of a Karban with higher Kedusha, for example, Kachim Kalim shechted for the sake of a Kachi Kachim, it is valid. But if it was shechted for the sake of a Karban with lower Kedusha, for example, the reverse case, it's disqualified. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that a Karban shechted shelo shma is valid. But Ella, except it does not count for the owner's obligation. This extra word hints that the karbanos remain in their status of sanctity, and it's prohibited to make more changes. As Rava taught, if an ola was shechted shelo lishma, it's forbidden to do its zrika shelo lishma. This can be derived logically. Mishum de shaniba, kohani was shaniba v'leza, just because he changed the karban by shechting it shelo lishma, should he keep changing it with the other avodos? Alternatively, this can be derived from a pasuk commanding to fulfill one's word, which concludes, Kasher nedartu Hashem al kecho nedava, like you vowed to Hashem your God a donation. These contradictory terms of neder and nedava teach that if one shechted his carbon lishma, it counts for his neder, but if not, nedavye, it will be a nedava, a donated carbon aside from your neder. U nedava mishayu lishinuiba, and is it permitted to make changes to a nedava? Since a nedava must certainly be brought lishma, so to the zrika of a carbon which was shechted shelo lishma, which becomes a nedava, must likewise be performed lishma. And point number three, Ravina told Rapapa that it was a shame that he was outside the tchum the previous day and could not hear the extraordinary contradictions and resolutions that Rava had taught. He asked that regarding karbanos, it can be inferred that only a karban shechted expressly, shelo lishma, does not count for the owner's obligation. But if he shechted at stama, without specific intent, it would even count towards its obligation. Alma stama nami kolishmandami. Thus we see that unspecified sacrifices are also like those brought for their own sake. But this contradicts the laws of divorce, where it can be proven that a get which was written stama is invalid, meaning a woman's name was written to be available for someone with that name without intent for a particular person. Rava answered, Zvachim b'stam lishman omdim. Karbanos, even without being specified, stand to be brought for their own sake, unless specifically shechted, shelo lishman. Isha b'stam lav l'gerushin omedes. A woman without being specified does not stand to be divorced, so a get must be written with intent for a specific woman to be considered for her sake. The Gemara discusses at length the proofs for both laws which formed Rava's contradiction. So once again, the three points are, number one, the first Mishnah begins, Kol Zvachim shenizbuchu shelo lishman ksherim. All karbanos which were shechted not for their own sake, but were shechted for the sake of a different type of karban, are valid, except that they do not count for the owner towards his prior obligation, and he must bring another karban. Some karbanos are disqualified if they're shechted shelo lishman, and the Mishnah records four opinions. Number one, the Tanna Kamma holds a Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, and a chatas at any time are disqualified if they're shechted shelo lishman. Number two, Rabbi Eliezer adds an Asham comparing it to a Chattas, since they both atone for sins. Number three, Yossi ben Choni holds any karbanos which are shechted for the sake of a Pesach or a Chattas are disqualified. And number four, Shimon Achi Azariah says if he shechted them l'shem gavol mehen, for the sake of a karban with higher Kedusha, for example, Kachim Kalim shechted for the sake of a Kachi Kachim, it is valid. But if it was shechted for the sake of a karban with lower Kedusha, for example, the reverse case, it's disqualified. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that a karban shechted shelo lishma is valid, Ella, except it does not count for the owner's obligation. This extra word hints that the karbanos remain in their status of sanctity, and it's prohibited to make more changes. As Rava taught, if an ola was shechted shelo lishma, it's forbidden to do its zrika shelo lishma. This can be derived logically. Mishum de Shaniba, Kohani was Shaniba Velezel, just because he changed the carbon by shechting it Shalo Shma, should he keep changing it with the other avodos? Alternatively, this can be derived from a pasuk commanding to fulfill one's word, which concludes, Kasher Nidartu Hashem al Kelcho Nedova, like you vowed to Hashem your God a donation. These contradictory terms of neder and nedava teach that if one shechted his carbon lishma, it counts for his neder. But if not, nedavye, it will be a nedava, a donated carbon aside from your neder. Unedava mishari lishinuiba, and is it permitted to make changes to a nedava? Since a nedava must certainly be brought lishma, so to the zrika of a carbon which was shechted shelo lishma, which becomes a nedava, must likewise be performed lishma. And point number three, Ravina told Rav Papa that it was a shame that he was outside the tchum the previous day and could not hear the extraordinary contradictions and resolutions that Rava had taught. He asked that regarding karbanas, it can be inferred that only a carbon shechted expressly, shelo shma, does not count for the owner's obligation. But if he shechted at stama, without specific intent, it would even count towards its obligation. Ama stama nami kalishmandami. Thus we see that unspecified sacrifices are also like those brought for their own sake. But this contradicts the laws of divorce, where it can be proven that a get which was written stama is invalid, meaning a woman's name was written to be available for someone with that name without intent for a particular person. Rava answered, Zvachim b'stam lishman omdim. Karbanos, even without being specified, stand to be brought for their own sake, unless specifically shechted, shelo lishman. Isha b'stam lavo gerushin omedes. A woman without being specified does not stand to be divorced, so a get must be written with intent for a specific woman to be considered for her sake. The Gemara discusses at length the proofs for both laws which formed Rava's contradiction. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Beis, and our standard Siman is a bias, a house. So here goes. At the Shelo Lishma house, where people were informed if the carbon that was shechted Shelo Lishma was still offered, Kohanim were being trained to do Zrika Lishma, even if the Shechita was done Shelo Lishma. And to remember that Stama is like Shma, unlike a get, which must be written with specific intent. Once again, slow motion. At the Shelo Lishma house, that must be on Dav base, bias, house. At the Shelo Lishma house, where people were informed if the carbon that was shechted Shelo Lishma was still offered, which reminds us, the first Mishnah begins, Kol Zvachim Shenizbuchu Shelo Lishman Ksherim. All carbonas which were shechted not for their own sake, but were shechted for the sake of a different type of carbon, are valid, except that they do not count for the owner towards his prior obligation, and he must bring another carbon. Some carbonas are disqualified if they're shechted Shelo Lishman, and the Mishnah records four opinions. So at the Shelo Lishma house, where people were informed of the carbon that was shechted, Shelo Lishma, was still offered, Kohanim were being trained to do Zrika Lishma, even if the Shechita was done Shelo Lishma, which reminds us, the Mishnah say that a carbon shechted Shelo Lishma is valid Ella, except that it does not count for the owner's obligation. This extra word hints that the carbonists remain in their status of sanctity, and it's prohibited to make more changes. As Rava taught, if an ol was shechted Shelo Lishma, it's forbidden to do it Zrika Shelo Lishma. So at the Shelo Lishma house, where people were informed if the carbon that was shechted Shelo Lishma was still offered, Kohanim were being trained to do Zrika Lishma, even if the Shechita was done Shelo Lishma, and to remember that Stama is like Shma, unlike a get, which must be written with specific intent, which reminds us, Rav explained, Zvachim b'stam lishman omdim. Karbanis, even without being specified, stand to be brought for their own sake, unless specifically shechted Shelo Lishma. Isha b'stama lavel gerushin omedes, a woman without being specified, does not stand to be divorced, so a get must be written with intent for a specific woman to be considered for her sake. So once again, at the Shelo Lishma house, where people were informed if their carbon that was shechted, Shelo Lishma, was still offered, Kohanim were being trained to do Zrika Lishma, even if the Shechita was done Shelo Lishma, and to remember that Stama is like Shma, unlike a get, which must be written with specific intent. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Yud Alf. So the Siman Daf Yud Alf is stars from the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. Then Nasi, who stepped down from his malchus and accidentally finished the other half of a star-shaped chalav sandwich, star-shaped, that must be on Daf Yud Alf, stars. Then Nasi, who stepped down from his malchus and accidentally finished the other half of a star-shaped chalav sandwich he had started to eat before his reign, which reminds us, Rav interpreted Braisa to teach that if one ate half a kazayas of chalav, then was appointed as Nasi, then finished the kazayas, and later became aware of his sin, the two halves do not combine, and he doesn't bring any carbon. Rav asked Rav Nachman, Nasiyas Maushu Tapsik, what is the halacha regarding whether status as Nasi separates between acts of eating? The case is one who ate half a kazayas of chelev, was then appointed nasi, later left his position, and then finished the kazayas. Although the two halves do not combine in the first case, is that because he ate half when he was a commoner and half when he was a nasi, in contrast to this case where both halves were eaten when he was a hedyot? Or does his status as nasi separate the acts of eating? So the nasi who stepped down from his malchus and accidentally finished the other half of a star-shaped chelev sandwich he'd started to eat before his reign, sat next to a mumer who accidentally ate a star-shaped chelev sandwich as well, but does not bring a chatas, which reminds us in a braisa of the Tanakh Darshan's Mi'am Ha'aretz from among the people of the land, Pratla Mumer. This excludes a renegade who willfully transgresses averos, teaching he may not bring a chatas for unintentional sins. Rabbi Shimon derives this differently, and the Gemara brings a nafkamina between the two opinions. So the nasi who stepped down from his malchus and accidentally finished the other half of a star-shaped chelev sandwich he had started to eat before his reign, sat next to a mumer who accidentally ate a star-shaped chelev sandwich as well, but does not bring a chatas, and could smell the fragrance of shemen and mishka which was being miraculously produced in a star-shaped pot. Which reminds us, Gemara details how the shemen and mishka was produced and the miracles that occurred. Daf Yud Beis. So the symbol Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. As the younger brothers, that must be more in Daf Yud Beis, 12 brothers. As the younger brothers were busy preparing the simanim for Rosh Hashanah, cutting up gourds, leeks, beets, and dates, which reminds us, after bringing his various examples of things to do to act as a simon, for example, anointing a melech by a spring as a simon, his reign will last, Abaya said, Hashda da'amra simanim milsi, now that you've said that an omen is a significant thing, one should always be accustomed to see on Rosh Hashanah kara verubia, karsi vasilka vatamre, a gourd, fenugreek, leeks, beets, and dates. Rashi explains that these grow quickly. So as the younger brothers were busy preparing the simanim for Rosh Hashanah, cutting up gourds, leeks, beets, and dates, older brothers were learning mishnayos to prepare to learn from their Rebbe, which reminds us where Mesharshia told his sons, when you want to go and learn in front of your Rebbeim, girsu masnisa va'ul kamei rabaychu, study the Mishnah well beforehand, and when you sit before him, look at his mouth, as the Pasuk says, v'hayu einecha ro'os es morecha, and your eyes should see your teachers. When you learn by a river of water, so just as the water flows constantly, your learning should flow constantly. So as the younger brothers were busy preparing the simanim for Rosh Hashanah, cutting up gourds, leeks, beets, and dates, older brothers were learning mishnayos to prepare to learn from their Rebbe, and using one of their Kohen Gadol kashims to debate where a Kohen Gadol does kriya, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kohen Gadol por mulamata, a Kohen Gadol tears his garment when a relative dies from below, the hedyot mulamala, and the ordinary Kohen tears it from above. Rav says lamata means lamata mamish, literally below, meaning at the bottom of the garment. And lamala means lamala mamish, literally above, meaning the neck of the garment. Shmuel says both refer to the neck area of the garment. Lamata means from below the border of the neck opening, meaning he may tear a hole below this border. And lamala means from above the border, meaning he must begin tearing from the neck opening itself. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The super bar mitzvah bacher, that must be more in Daf Yud Gimel. The super bar mitzvah bacher who skipped over the man's jail to rescue the woman from captivity, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ish kodem l'isha, l'chayos l'hashav aveda. A man precedes a woman regarding keeping one alive, if only one can be saved, or to return a lost object to one of them. V'isha kodemus l'ish l'chasos l'hotzi mibes ha'shevi. But a woman precedes a man regarding providing clothing to one, or to free one from captivity because she may be violated. In a case where even the man may be abused by his captors, the man takes precedence. A braisa teaches that if one was captured together with his father and Rebbe, he precedes his father, who would precede his Rebbe. His mother would precede all of them. So the super bar mitzvah bacher who skipped over the man's jail to rescue the woman from captivity also skipped over the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz and was able to rescue the mamzer Tam L'Chacham, which reminds us the Mishnah lists the order precedence beginning with the Kohen and then the Levi and so on, and then states that if one was a Tam L'Chacham, then mamzer Tam L'Chacham called him a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. Even a mamzer who's a Tam L'Chacham precedes a Kohen Gadol who's an ignoramus. Rav Acha bar Rebbe Chanina explains that the final halach is derived from the pasuk Yekarahimi Pinimim. The Torah is more precious than pearls. This teaches that the Torah is even more precious than a Kohen Gadol who enters the innermost room of the Mikdash. So the super bar mitzvah bacher who skipped over the man's jail to rescue the woman from captivity also skipped over the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz and was able to rescue the mamzer Tam L'Chacham. because the guards were distracted by the rabbi learning uksin loudly next to the Nasi's house, which reminds us, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nassan attempted to remove Rabbi Shimon Gamliel the Nasi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel removed them from the Beis Midrash, but eventually allowed them to return, but penalized them, that Rabbi Meir's teachings would be quoted as Acherim, others, and Rabbi Nassan would be quoted as Yesh Omrim, there are those who say. Daf Yadal. So the Siman Daf Yadal is a yod, a hand, and we use a juggler in the Siman. So here goes. The great juggler, that must be on Daf Yadal, yod, hand. The great juggler named Meir, whose name was reinstated in the juggler's handbook, which reminds us the Rebbe restored Rebbe's name to the Mishnah by teaching Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir. They say in the name of Rabbi Meir. Rava observed that even Rebbe, who was a humble man, only revised the text to Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir. They say in the name of Rebbe Meir, and not the straightforward Rebbe Meir said. So the great juggler named Meir, whose name was reinstated in the juggler's handbook, juggled a model Sinai mountain in one hand and uprooted a mountain with the other, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan relates a dispute between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. One says, Sinai Adif, a Sinai is better, meaning a sage with superlative expertise in Mishnayos and Braises, organized as clearly as the day they were given on Har Sinai. The other says, Okar Harim Adif, one who uproots mountains is better, meaning a sage with superior analytical powers, albeit with a lesser mastery of the Mishnayos and Braises. When Rosh Hashiva was needed to be appointed in Bavel, the sages in Eretz Yisrael said, a Sinai is better. So the great juggler named Meir, whose name was reinstated in the juggler's handbook, juggled a model Sinai mountain in one hand and uprooted a mountain with the other, while performing before four boys who were trying to figure out who is the leader, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Abaya, Rabba, Rabbi Zera, and Rabba Bamasna were sitting together and needed a leader. They said that whoever says something which is not refuted will be the leader. Only Abaya's statement was not refuted, and Rabba saw that Abaya's head went up, and Rabba said, Nachmani Psach Ve'ema, Nachmani, which was Abaya's name, begin and say a shir. The Gemara asks, who is better, Rabbi Zera or Rabba Bramasna? Rabbi Zera is a Harvu Maksha, sharp, imposes challenges and resolves them, and Rabba Bramasna is Masun Umasik, deliberate, and arrives at the halakha conclusion. The Gemara says, Teku, let the question stand unresolved. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf did we learn about Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nassan's attempt to remove Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Nasi? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf did we learn Mamzer Talmud Chacham Kodem Kohen Gadol Amar Aretz? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf did we learn that Karbanos are Staman Kilashman Dami, but Gidden are not? That's on daf Bays. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have machos regarding where a Kohen Gadol does Kriya? That's on daf Yud Bays. Good. Number 5. Which daf to discuss what the din is if a Kohen Mashiach or a Nasi sinned and then left their positions, or they sinned before assuming their positions? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that even if the Shechita was Shlo Lishma, the Zrika must still be done Lishma? That's on daf Bays. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss? Nisiyas Maushet Tapsik. What is the halach regarding whether status as Nasi separates between acts of eating? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn that most karbana shechted shalol shman are valid but do not count for the owner's obligation? That's on daf Bays. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that a mumer is disqualified from bringing a chatas? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 10. Number 10. Which daf do we learn when a man has precedence over a woman and vice versa? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.